Clifford is a specialist in this field, having advised all cabinet officers. And I would think that what you would have to do is say, could I have a leave of absence from June the 1st to January the 20th? Yeah. Yeah. During that time, I don't think you could have any earnings, fees, or anything from any services performed for them. But I think that January the 20th, you could go right back in to do that. And I think that's what they would tell me. It could be done. And I think that you, if you needed to, you could just send this wire. The president has indicated to me that there is an emergency situation that requires the attention of someone who has my peculiar talents. And while I do not have not sought anything, I do think that in time of emergency, I ought to be responsive. Therefore, I'd like to take leave until January the 1st, or 20th, I think is the date. I would think that they would put you on leave. Now, that's...
I just wanted to know when
I would think that would do it.
When would you like an answer on
that? Just as quick as yesterday. Just as quick. I'll tell you why. I'm holding this Goldberg, and he's just jumping up and down. I don't know whether he wants to get in Bobby's campaign or what the hell it is. He says no. But he wanted to announce it on me yesterday afternoon. I said, I can't do it until I get a successor. So I thought over it last night, talked to Rusk and talked to Clifford, haven't talked to anybody else. And I said, I'll talk to Rusk and let you know this afternoon. So I made a damned appointment at 5:30 with him. I've got to go to Chicago, but I've got to see him and see Rusk. Now, I know he's going to demand that announcement that he come then. I'm going to tell him I've got to go over tomorrow. But I just don't like to have him announce it and have a lot of ugly stories for a week or so ahead of time. I just like to say that the president has accepted Goldberg's resignation and says he intends to nominate Eugene Black, period. That's what I'd like
to. Well, I've got a wife I better talk to. You know how that is.
Well, I'll tell you, you talked to her like I did to mine when I announced I wasn't going to withdraw. I told her I wanted to, and she said, well, I'd give a lot of thought to that. And when I got to that part of my television speech, I looked over at her and winked.
Well, you're getting out. I'm getting in.
Not long. And what you've got experts up there to do everything. What you'll have to do is preside and be the... But it's not something this between now and January is not going to confine you as much as you're confined on Asian Bank, hardly, I don't think. But it will. I'll have him call you. Yeah. Well, we put you on relief for 6 months. WPA. I'll give you a WPA job for 6 months.
I can let you know. It's Friday, all right, if I let you know.
Well, I want it earlier, but let's see what Clark says to you. I just got to hold this Goldberg, and I just don't know why I can't. But I'll just do my stretching, everything I can. You do it. Go and call your wife, though, and tell her that Clifford's going to call you if she wants her to know it and let her be thinking about it. She'll enjoy it. You can move in that damn Waldorf up there. You'll enjoy it, and you'll do it with such grace and dignity. And when you have to make a television speech, why, it will be well accepted. And it's the reason I made Clifford be Secretary of Interior. He'd done something for somebody else always, and he hadn't done anything for his grandkid. And I think that this is a world thing, and you've got a background that's perfect for it.
All right. Well,
okay.
When do you want...